Do 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 bom.
Now God, I'm a little bit of a Now ride him with a little bit of a Oh, now the bell take a lump of a He ride one of the record maker Oh, now the bell take a lump of a He ride him with a lump of a Oh, now the bell take a lump of a He ride him in a lump of a How long does a little jigger want?
Do 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 bom.
Now God, I'm a little bit of a Now ride a rickety jiggy humble lump of a How long does a little jigger want?
That is my new favourite song ever, and it's called Rubber Biscuit, I believe. I don't know who it's by, so look it up. It's brilliant. I know all the lyrics. Right then. Hello, Audio Boo. It's been a little while since I've done a boo, with the exception of the podcast thingamajig. I can't think of a better description than that. If anyone listens to this Audio Boo but doesn't actually listen to my podcast, then there is a new episode released like a week ago. My showbizname.podbean.com. You can listen to it there. Or iTunes. If you go to the store and type in my showbiz name, you should be able to find it there. I was going to talk today about, first of all, Leslie Nielsen, who died a couple of days ago. And I think that's such a sad thing. I mean, he was 84, so it's not completely unexpected. But there are just certain people in the world that you just expect to go on forever. People like Bruce Forsyth, I guess, and people like that. And it's just really sad. And I've been watching some of the clips of Airplane and The Naked Gun. And they were just brilliant. And as a comic actor, particularly, you know, in spoofs, there was no one better. Absolutely nobody better for that sort of role. He was totally deadpan, never broke character, and was a total genius, and it's a real shame that it's happened. The other thing I wanted to talk about today was a Panorama show that I watched this morning on iPlayer, exposing corruption, apparently exposing corruption at the heart of FIFA. Well, isn't that a new story? They've been doing panoramas about corruption at FIFA for 15 years. This isn't a new thing. Everyone knows about the widespread corruption at FIFA, but what is the logic in releasing a documentary like this 3 days before they're due to make the decision on the World Cup bid in 2018? I just think that's totally out of order for the BBC to do that. You know, they could have quite easily just waited till, if we lost on Thursday, then they could have quite easily have waited till after then to release the documentary. I don't see any. It must only be in this country that our media are so willing to sabotage our chances of getting big events. I mean, what was it? The Daily Mail exposed something or other about corruption. I can't remember what it was a while ago, but Gary Lineker actually, you know, sort of quit as a columnist on that, on the grounds of that they had put a dent in our chances of getting the 2018 bid. I wonder whether Gary Lineker will take the moral high ground on this one and quit the BBC. I very much doubt that. Although, should happen, because Match of the Day is horseshit now. Really difficult to watch. Right, anyway, I'm going to stick some music in the beginning and the end. And I might play out with a Christmas song, because from tomorrow it's officially acceptable to listen to them. So maybe it'll get you in the mood. I'll pick Paul McCartney, I think. Goodbye, Audio Boo.
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having